Welcome to The Brief from Verity for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. I'm Scott Wallace with today's top stories. The UK passes a Rwanda deportation bill. The UK Parliament approved a bill allowing the government to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda in a bid to deter illegal migration. While supporters claim it will enhance border security and disrupt human trafficking, critics argue it's costly and inadequate, highlighting the need for a comprehensive migration policy. SCOTUS hears the Grants Pass homelessness case. In the case of City of Grants Pass, Oregon v. Johnson, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments regarding municipalities' authority to ban sleeping in public amidst the nation's homelessness crisis. Grants Pass defended its ordinances as lawful, while homeless residents argued they violated the Eighth Amendment. While the left criticizes SCOTUS's conservative justices, claiming they lack empathy toward the homeless, the right claims realistic municipal governance is required to maintain public order. Five are dead in an English Channel small boat crossing. Five individuals died while attempting to cross the English Channel in an overloaded boat that hit a sandbank and experienced engine failure near Vimereux, France. Among the victims was a 7-year-old girl. The UK Home Secretary expressed sorrow over the tragedy and reiterated the government's commitment to combat people smuggling. Some observers have levied criticism of the UK government and the alleged inhumane nature of the Rwanda asylum plan. Others are critical of France for alleged ineffectiveness in addressing migration flows. EU Parliament to pursue a ban on forced labor. The European Parliament voted to ban imports made with forced labor, reportedly targeting products from Xinjiang, China, in particular, though the PRC wasn't explicitly mentioned in the bill. The law, which passed overwhelmingly, aims to strengthen EU measures against forced labor by allowing inspections and confiscation of such products at EU borders. Critics of China support the law as a step toward addressing global forced labor issues. Supporters of China, meanwhile, contend that the ban is based on incorrect arguments about Xinjiang and economically motivated against the PRC. Crowds protest planned Colombian reforms. Large crowds protested across Colombia against proposed economic and social reforms by President Gustavo Petro, including changes to healthcare, labor laws, and taxation. The government argues these reforms will benefit the poor, but many groups have expressed concerns. The right suggests that peaceful, large-scale protests were a democratic stand against threatening reforms. The left said the protests were overestimated and influenced by diverse motives, and called for a constituent assembly to iron out public support for reforms. A pro-Israel Columbia professor's campus access is restricted. Columbia University deactivated the ID card of Shai Davidi, an Israeli-born assistant professor, in response to his planned counter-protest against pro-Palestine demonstrators. Some argue Davidi is being punished for criticizing Columbia's pro-Palestinian policies, while critics of Davidi contend he's being restricted for safety after allegedly harassing students. North Carolina's felon voting law is struck down. A federal judge invalidated a North Carolina law that criminalizes voting by individuals with felony convictions, stating it was racially biased and disproportionately affected black voters. The ruling emphasizes protection for those who may unknowingly vote without restored rights, maintaining that full rights restoration is required post-sentence to vote. The left suggests that the law's racist origins justify its reduction, enhancing voter confidence among those uncertain of their eligibility. The right affirms strict enforcement against felon voting to prevent voter fraud, underscoring the need for law and order. Albanese denounces Musk in censorship row. Amidst a censorship dispute, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese criticized Elon Musk for refusing to comply with a court order to block global access to a video depicting the recent Sydney knife attack. Musk, owner of X, formerly Twitter, argued against the jurisdiction of Australian authorities, sparking a clash over free speech and regulatory oversight. Those on the left support Albanese's call to critique Musk for the platforming of dangerous content, while the right embraces Musk's commitment to free speech. The more cynical, meanwhile, see motivations by both billionaires and politicians to discuss free speech issues for their own purposes. The CIA mishandled sexual assault cases. A U.S. House Intelligence Committee report criticizes the CIA for inadequately handling sexual assault and harassment cases, citing a confusing and disorderly internal reporting structure. Critics of the agency are concerned this is a systemic and institutional problem. Advocates of the CIA affirm that the agency is taking concrete steps to ensure that these issues don't occur in the future. The European Commission opens proceedings against TikTok. The European Commission has initiated a second investigation into TikTok under the Digital Services Act, focusing on the safety of its task and reward program featured in TikTok Lite. The EC expressed concerns over potential mental health risks and addictive behavior associated with the program, prompting TikTok to submit a risk assessment by April 23rd. Critics argue the DSA could infringe on free speech, while proponents advocate for protecting users from exploitative content. And that was The Brief for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. For more on these and other stories, visit our website, verity.news. I'm Scott Wallace. Join me tomorrow on The Brief.